Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, so here's an editorial in the Chicago Tribune. Mayor Lightfoot, it's time to reopen the lakefront. Kristen McQuarrie is one of the editorial writers at the Chicago Tribune. She's a columnist there, too. We visited with her many times over here. Hey, Kristen, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? How's your junk, John?
So, Kristen, this editorial that you wrote, is that your editorial, by the way?
No, actually, Alex Rodriguez, who is, by the way, training for the marathon and uses the lakefront regularly, wrote that editorial.
The point is, I'll share a couple of notes from it. March 25th, the mayor scolds Chicagoans for congregating along the lakefront. The next day, the 26th, she makes it clear that what she gives, she can also take away. She closes the lakefront and the 606 trail on the northwest side. May 18th, 19th now, 20th now, the trail and river walk remain closed. 7 weeks have passed since Lightfoot's decree, the lakefront. It's unique, not only because it is one of the world's great waterfront expanses curled along one of the world's great cities. What also sets apart that expense is that expanse is that because it is protected by what is legally known as the public trust doctrine, it belongs to the people, specifically the citizens of Illinois. There's a flaw in her patience about reopening it, he writes. And what's the editorial position on that? What's the flaw in Lori Lightfoot being so careful about the lakefront, Kristen?
We know so much more about the virus now than we did when she closed it, and it just there is no known path of exercising or outdoor transmission. We know now that the virus has been transmitted easily in closed spaces among family members who are infected, in nursing homes, in prisons, and among vulnerable populations. There just isn't enough evidence to support community spread, and It just doesn't make sense to keep the lakefront closed. The other issue is it belongs to the people. It's our lakefront. And so while initially it made sense to close it, and it made sense to, after St. Patrick's Day, when people were waiting outside of bars and restaurants, that she got frustrated. But it doesn't make sense anymore. I do think she's waiting to get through Memorial Day weekend. The lakefront is a huge attraction. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. And more so on my end of the lakefront, on the south end of the lakefront, it's a big spot for barbecuing and family get-togethers. And so I think she's trying to get through this weekend, and then she will start to reopen it. I hope. Otherwise, everyone's really going to lose their patience.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe we need to just give them a little bit before they burst down the doors and all hell breaks loose. And along the lakefront, even though we don't want to look like Florida, and you know somebody's going to get a long lens and photograph it so that you see everybody and we'll all look like we're packed together, but I think we can walk safely along the lakefront. People are using Lincoln Park. Why not use the green space on the other side of Lakeshore Drive, right?
Right. I mean, I hear a lot from Northsiders that she created an additional problem because now you have people with baby strollers and joggers all crowding the sidewalk.
You do. So, you don't see that on the south side? Because on the north side, that happens.
You know, I don't live close enough to the lakefront, but I drive by it pretty often, like the Hyde Park area especially. There's a beautiful curvature to the shoreline there. And there are some people walking, not along the lakefront, but near it. I don't think it's as much of a problem. There's more space on the south end. But she just kind of she's creating a pressure point here where there are so few people who sort of agree that this makes sense. Go ahead.
I'm going to let you go, but do you have a date in mind? You said after Labor Day or Memorial Day, so that Tuesday maybe, would that be ideal?
Absolutely, yes. Get through the weekend, and then next week start reopening it, and don't be too stingy in the way you reopen it. Just, you know, trust us, it's our lakefront, reopen it.
Tribune says, Mayor Lightfoot, it's time to reopen the lakefront. Okay, nice to talk to you. Stay well, Kristen McQuarrie.
You too. Thanks, John.